Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded by the prophet Isaiah, chapter 65, selected verses. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. Never again will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. For as the days of a tree, so will be the days of my people. My chosen ones will long enjoy the work of their hands. A friend of mine died yesterday. He was diagnosed with leukemia in September. He underwent one course of chemotherapy that, unfortunately, didn't do what the doctors had hoped it would. Then, just last week, he underwent a second course of chemotherapy. Things were looking okay until Sunday, when he suddenly was struck with a massive infection that began to fill his lungs with fluid. For the past several days, he, with God's strength, fought valiantly. But yesterday afternoon, he died. All this makes me profoundly sad. It broke my heart to see my friend struggling to breathe until he breathed no more. I wept and continued to weep with his wife, his sons, and the rest of his family. I hurt for those of our congregation who also are mourning his death. As Jesus was deeply troubled at the tomb of his dear friend Lazarus, I am deeply troubled. But even as I grieve, I do not grieve as one who has no hope. I and all who grieve for my friend have hope, for we know that a time is coming when death will be no more. A time is coming when, as God says in our Bible reading for today, there will no longer be an infant who lives only a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. In fact, a time is coming when there will be no death at all. Death itself will be a thing of the past and won't even be remembered anymore. All of this will become a reality because Jesus already has conquered death. By rising from the dead, he destroyed death's power so that it cannot hold onto God's people anymore. Because of this, I know that death will not hold me forever when it comes my time to die. It will not hold my friend forever either. A time is coming when we will see each other again and live in the new heaven and new earth where there is no death, and we will be with Jesus forever. May this reality fill your heart with hope through Jesus, as you too look forward to the time when death will be no more. Dear Jesus, thank you for conquering death for us. Come quickly and take us to your new heaven and new earth, where death will be no more. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.